The first reading is a reading from the book of Exodus. Although Moses and Aaron performed various wonders in Pharaoh's presence, the Lord made Pharaoh obstinate, and he would not let the children of Israel leave his land. The Lord said to Moses and Aaron in the land of Egypt, "This month shall stand at the head of your calendar. You shall reckon it as the first month of the year. Tell the whole community of Israel, on the 10th of this month, every one of your families must procure for itself a lamb, one apiece for each household. If a family is too small for a whole lamb, it shall join the nearest household in procuring one and shall share in the lamb, in proportion to the number of persons who partake of it. The lamb must be a year old male and without blemish. You may take it from either the sheep or the goats, and you shall keep it until the 14th day of this month, and then, with the whole assembly of Israel present, it shall be slaughtered during the evening twilight. They shall take some of its blood and apply it to the two doorposts and the lintel of every house in which they partake of the lamb. That same night they shall eat its roasted flesh with unleavened bread and bitter herbs. It shall be eaten raw or boiled, but it shall not be eaten raw or boiled, but roasted whole, with its head and shanks and inner organs. None of it must be kept beyond the next morning. Whatever is left over in the morning shall be burned up. This is how you are to eat it: with your loins girt, sandals on your feet, and your staff in hand. You shall eat it like those who are in flight. It is the Passover of the Lord. For on this same night I will go through Egypt, striking down every firstborn of the land, both man and beast, and executing judgment on the gods of Egypt, I the Lord. But the blood will mark the houses where you are. Seeing the blood, I will pass over you. Thus when I strike the land of Egypt, no destructive blow will come upon you. This day shall be a memorial feast for you, which all generations shall celebrate with pilgrimage to the Lord, as a perpetual institution." The word of the Lord. I will take the cup of salvation and call on the name of the Lord. I will take the cup of salvation and call on the name of the Lord. How shall I return to the Lord for all the good he has done for me? The cup of salvation I will take up, and I will call upon the name of the Lord. I will take the cup of salvation and call on the name of the Lord. Precious in the eyes of the Lord is the death of his faithful ones. I am your servant, the son of your handmaid. You have loosened my bonds. I will take the cup of salvation and call on the name of the Lord. To you will I offer sacrifice of thanksgiving, and I will call upon the name of the Lord. My vows to the Lord I will pay in the presence of all his people. I will take the cup of salvation and call on the name of the Lord. My brothers and sisters, may our Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew. Jesus was going through a field of grain on the Sabbath. His disciples were hungry and began to pick the heads of grain to eat them. When the Pharisees saw this, they said, "See, your disciples are doing what is unlawful to do on the Sabbath." He said to them, "Have you not read what David did when he and his companions were hungry? How he went into the house of God and ate the bread of offering, which neither he nor his companions, but only the priest, could lawfully eat? Or have you not read in the law that the Sabbath, the priests serving in the temple, violate the Sabbath and are innocent? I say to you, something greater than the temple is here. If you knew what this meant, I desire mercy, not sacrifice, you would not have condemned these innocent men. For the Son of Man is Lord of the Sabbath." The Gospel of the Lord. And so there's a lot going on, of course, in the readings today. The first reading, of course, you're here every day or watching every day, but I don't know if you get that the very reading we heard today in the first reading is the very last panel of our triptych in the back high altar. There you see them having the lamb, and the guy with the blood is putting it on the doorposts. It's there because it's Eucharistic. It's a sign of the Eucharist, that because of the blood of the lamb, death passes over and the people are saved. And so every day we come to Mass and we receive the blood of the Lamb, and so death passes over us and we are saved. And when Jesus is walking through with his disciples today and they're yelling at him, and he says, "Don't you know about the priests?" You know what he's saying is, me and my disciples are the new priests. I am the high priest. My disciples are the new priest. They can do this. And the Jews understood this completely. The Pharisees knew it. He was bringing in a new priesthood. He was bringing in a new law. The old law was just about following the rules to be saved. The new law is about loving God, about receiving his mercy. And so here he says to them, if you only understood, it's mercy I desire. A couple weeks ago, we heard, you must learn it is mercy I desire. But now he says, you don't even understand it. Do we understand the mercy of God? How God does everything for us. How he comes to save us. How he is the Lamb. It's he who pays for our sins. It's he who is the new priest who saves us. In mercy, do you understand? May each of you know his love today and forever. Amen. Let's stand and pray.